Page 7, Now That We Are 75, by Catherine Skivers. 2009 is really a banner year for the California Council of the Blind. We are now 75 years old. In a recent teleconference in which I was involved, someone asked if I had been there when the council was founded in 1934. I'd been around a long time, but did not join the council until 1949. It's amazing to me that the year 2009 means that I have been involved in advocating for the blind and visually impaired community for 60 years. This, of course, assumes I'll be here the entire year. In our last issue of the BC, I indicated I would probably include the California story. This article would cover quite a few pages, and I feel it does not set the tone that we want to begin the 75th year of work on behalf of the blind and visually impaired. Instead, I'm going to tell you a bit about what led up to the story. If you haven't already read the book People of Vision, I urge you to do so. The ACB has the publication in all formats for sale, and it's available in the NLS libraries as well. I think it will help you understand a lot of what happened in the turbulent times in the late 50s. The California Council of the Blind was founded in 1934, but that was not its name then. We began as the California Council for the Blind. One of the first things I did when I came to the council was to try to change our name to include of instead of for, because I felt that the blind were doing all the work and it was about us. Since I was a newcomer to the state and the council, the first time I introduced this motion, it lost big time. At Dr. Perry's suggestion, I introduced it again the next year. It passed, and we have our current name. Page 8. Dr. Newell Perry was president of the council from its beginning until September of 1953. By that time, he had reached his 80th year, and some members, including Dr. Jacobus Ten Brock, first vice president, felt that he should retire. After conferring with others, it was decided that three people who the doctor really loved and respected should approach him on the subject. Our history documents show that they were George Fogarty, Dorothy Glass, and Perry Sundquist. In 1940, California was one of seven states that established the National Federation of the Blind, and Dr. Ten Brock was its president. But Dr. Perry did not want him to be president of the California Council as well. It was his feeling that the federation was handled differently than the council, and he wanted someone who would lead the council in the way he had. He wanted Dr. Robert Campbell to follow him as president, and he indicated that this was a condition for his resignation as president. At the time, Bob Campbell was director of advanced studies at the School for the Blind and was working with students at the school as the doctor had before him. Dr. Perry had great confidence in the boys he had taught at the School for the Blind. They became the men who would carry on his work both in education and advocacy for the blind. He thought that Ten Brock was the best choice for National Federation president because of his background with the law, regulations, and federal legislation, but that Bob Campbell was a better candidate to lead the California Council of the Blind because he would follow council policies. Dr. Campbell was elected, but that was not the end of the problem. Factions developed. One group felt that Dr. Ten Brock should have been in charge of the council, and others felt just as strongly that Dr. Campbell should be in that position. The Federation had a policy and had passed resolutions stating that their president should have the authority to direct the activities of that organization. Many people felt that this was dictatorial. The Federation would often tell their state affiliates what should or should not be done in their state, and there came a time when there was an indication of how delegates to the federal convention should vote. A faction within the California Council of the Blind felt that it was not appropriate to have their delegate, which was their president, instructed in how he was to vote. Page 9. It all came to a head in 1959. Bob Campbell had once again been elected as president in 1958. At the same time, the faction associated with Dr. Ten Brock was successful in electing many members to the board of directors who were opposed to Campbell's election. I was an editor of the Council Bulletin, the forerunner of the Blind Californian. In January of 1959, some members of the board of directors forced a special meeting of the board. It became clear during that meeting that the council could not go forward with such a division of thinking in their leadership. In February 1959, I prepared my last council bulletin as editor. The resignations of Bob Campbell, George Fogarty, Tom Long, White Cane chairman at the time, and Catherine Skivers, editor of the bulletin, were included in that issue. The magazine was approximately the same size as our Blind Californian of today. Among the many documents we have for our history, we have a copy of that issue in Braille, and I think we will be sharing with you the minutes of that special meeting in a future issue of the Blind Californian. We also have the March 1959 issue of the Council Bulletin, which had Russell Kletzing as Council President, Beverly Gladden as Bulletin Editor, and Ron Summer as Assistant Editor. It is not surprising that their articles differ greatly from what was in the previous month's edition. Page 10, just this week, I reread a supplemental issue of the Braille Monitor, and it has articles written by Dr. Tenbrock and Kenneth Jernigan. These three volumes should be included in our history, but I'm sure that we can't present everything in that future BC article. The CCB Convention Committee has asked our History Committee to present some of our findings to you both in the spring and fall meetings. We have picked our title of the presentation at the spring convention. It will be called 75 Years and Counting. We will be identifying a lot of our accomplishments, and we hope to be able to bring you some of the voices that we have on cassette tape from the past. We and our committee are very proud of what the Council has accomplished in its 75 years, and we are hoping we will do as well in the next 25. In the last issue of the BC, I told you about Bayview Chapter's work on behalf of the deaf-blind of Northern California. A letter was written from the chapter to the executive director and the board of directors of the Lions Blind Center in Oakland. We were delighted with the response that we got from them. We will be able to have our chapter meetings there, and we have a definite date for our deaf-blind party, the first Saturday in December. Members of Bayview were very pleased to note that the Lions' response also included an offer to assist us with volunteers if advance notice was given. Mel Cohn, longtime member of the California Council and the Alameda Lions Club, and I were especially happy about this. We were both present when the Lions Center opened more than 59 years ago, and from that time the Lions and members of the blindness community have worked closely and harmoniously together on many occasions. This is really a special year for the Council. I know it is difficult to get to conventions, primarily because of cost and other factors, but I'm really looking forward to seeing many of you. We really have cause for celebration in reaching this milestone in our organizational life. We all know how to work very hard in CCB, and I think we are known to be equally successful in our ability to celebrate. Come on along and be a part of this.